You're listening to WARA Radio Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Christos Haryavi Merelots, Ortnyale Haitnuchunen Christosi. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak Moshagoid Avantuchun Hayu Barzankine, Yevurvod Harinier Keglisvin, Hon Harinikavokche. Good morning, it is Sunday, March the 31st. Happy Easter! Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Բարելույսների հայրենագիտներ, հայկական ռադիո ժամը բոլոր նվնգլնդի մեջ, հրավված էիր որոշ տեղը բազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու կողմէ. Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնէ. Հին սերունդը կպնդրէ զայն իր անուշի հիշատակները վերաբերելու համար, իսկ դուրներու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց զդաղդուկը, իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է. Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միշտ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Darylitzes. March 31st, 2019, today is the 5th Darylitz of Alan Kevorkian. March 31st, 2011, today is the 13th Darylitz of Beatrice Manoyan Boris. March 31st, 2014, today is the 10th Darylitz of Rose Morabian. March 31st, 1998, today is the 26th Darylitz of Helen Donabedian DiCicchio. March 31st, 2000, today is the 24th Darylitz of Roxy Sarabian. March 31st, 2006, today is the 18th Darylitz of Diramide Rose Kasabian. On her Darylitz, we will listen to her son, Dervartan, in just a few moments for our Easter program. April 1st, 2019, Monday is the 5th Darylitz of Edward Onanian. April 1st, 1994, Monday is the 30th Darylitz of Siranush Delgarian. April 1st, 1994, Monday is the 30th Darylitz of Teresa Rupanian. April 1st, 2008, Monday is the 16th Darylitz of Harold Kazarian. April 1st, 2021, Monday is the 3rd Darylitz of David Bezor. April 2nd, 1996, Tuesday is the 28th Darylitz of Elizabeth Kanoyan. April 2nd, 1995, Tuesday is the 29th Darylitz of Margaret Shamirian. April 2nd, 2012, Tuesday is the 12th Darylitz of Eugenia Pajogian. April 2nd, 1982, Tuesday is the 42nd Darylitz of Sadie Martesian. April 2nd, 2012, Tuesday is the 12th Darylitz of Annie Gedigian. April 2nd, 1997, Tuesday is the 27th Darylitz of Rose Murachan. April 3rd, 1991, Wednesday is the 33rd Darylitz of Samuel Kalustjian. April 3rd, 1995, Wednesday is the 29th Darylitz of Nubar Jake Sarkisian. April 3rd, 2006, Wednesday is the 18th dalat of Michael Sahakyan. April 4th, 1988, Thursday is the 36th dalat of Satanik Atarian. April 4th, 2006, Thursday is the 18th dalat of Jenny Garabedian. April 5th, 1961, Friday is the 63rd dalat of Harry Murachan. April 5th, 2008, Friday is the 16th dalat of Beatrice Betty Kugasian. April 5th, 1985, Friday is the 39th dalat of Mary Nigerian. April 5th, 1995, Friday is the 29th dalat of Asadur and Justian. April 5th, 2006, Friday is the 28th dalat of Michael Derhagopian. April 5th, 2011, Friday is the 13th dalat of Carolyn Tufanian. April 5th, 2020, Friday is the 4th dalat of Sylvia Dedarian. And April 5th, 2020, it is also the 4th dalat of Ardarshesh Harry Duranian. April 6, 2013, Saturday is the 11th dalat of Garabed Mazdanian. April 6, 1987, Saturday is the 37th dalat of Kohad Mardiroshan. April 6, 1988, Saturday is the 36th dalat of Mary Chikarian. April 6, 1998, Saturday is the 26th dalat of Kevork Vartanian. April 6, 2000, Saturday is the 24th dalat of Sophie Antanoshan. April 6, 2002, Saturday is the 22nd dalat of Sybil Hagopian. And April 6, 2023, Saturday is the first dalat of Charles Hampo Garabedian. Iverin Yoru Sagam is from the Requiem service. Please have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Iverin.
Christos Haria Vimerelots, Ortniale Hatnuchunin Christosi. The following was taped in 1992. It's of the late Der Vartan Kasabian introducing
Dear friends, the following is a message delivered on the occasion of Easter by His Holiness Catholicos Karekin II of the Great House of Cilicia. This year marks several significant milestones in the life of His Holiness. It is the 60th anniversary of his birth, the 40th anniversary of his ordination into the priesthood, and the 15th anniversary of his election as coadjutant and subsequently Catholicos of the Great House of Cilicia. I ask that all of you this morning...
Remember, this is taped in 1992.
...Catholicos in your prayers. Pray for his continued good health, long and fruitful years as our spiritual leader. It is now an honor for me to present to you His Holiness Catholicos Karekin II of the Great House of Cilicia.
My dear friends, I call you friends because most of you are personally known to me. Therefore, my word to you this morning has a personal, intimate nature and not an official message, a pontifical address. As we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like you to focus upon the episode, the event in St. Paul's life, which is indeed a revolutionary event in the history of humanity. In order to illustrate the power, the meaning, and the impact of the resurrection, I would like you to think how a person was so completely and radically changed when he was touched by the spirit of the resurrection when he met the risen Lord. Thus, in the book of Acts of the New Testament, Saint Paul himself gives an account of his own conversion. When he tells his people that he was a Jew, well educated, well brought up in the Jewish religious tradition, and he was a man of power, of authority. He was very much concerned, deeply troubled by realizing that a new movement had started among the Jewish people, a movement that recognized a rabbi by the name Jesus as the Son of God, not only born on the earth, but risen from the dead, something that never had happened or people had never heard of. And being so much concerned about this non-conformist, so to speak, movement, he was with the authorities of his nation of that time in their policy of persecuting this new religious people who were challenging the authority of the established Jewish religion. Therefore, he was personally present, and even he was participant by his will in the death of Saint Stephen, the proto deacon who was put to death by the Jewish people because of his faith in Christ. And Paul, at that time, using the name of Saul, was watching Saint Stephen, who was being martyred at the hands of his own Jewish people. Saint Paul, still as Saul, received permit, authorization from the highest body of the Jewish authorities of that time, the Sanhedrin, the Congress of the Elders, and he went to Damascus to persecute those Jews who were following the teaching of this new rabbi, the risen Lord Jesus Christ. And on his way to Damascus, when he approached the city, suddenly a light from heaven flashed about him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do there." Rise and enter the city. Can you imagine the state of mind of that person who was going to persecute the followers of Jesus, and he was met by him, Jesus, on his road to Damascus? Can you imagine the perplexity of that person when he heard the voice of a person whom he and people like him considered to be dead forever? His whole spirit was changed. His person was completely converted. And this morning I would like to share with you some of my thoughts, as briefly as I can, about conversion. What does it mean? You may hear, in America particularly, many so-called preachers who use very lightly this word, conversion. These preachers of the Word of God speak so in such a shallow way about Christian faith. They speak so sentimentally. They can affect certain people, but they cannot convince people. Therefore, I would like to give you two hints, two ideas about conversion. First, conversion means the recognition of oneself. One has to know oneself indeed in the true image of what he or she is. We should not be victims of false ideas about ourselves. The precondition of conversion is self-recognition. Know thyself. That precept that the great Greek philosopher Socrates pronounced is valid as yesterday, so today, and I believe also in the future. Secondly, conversion means the decision to change of what we are to what God wants us to be, and we consider our happiness That decision is a moment of grave significance for the individual. If we cannot take that decision, then it means that we are weak, that we don't have enough light of knowledge and courage for action. It is in this respect that I understand how Saul, the persecutor, became Paul, the preacher, the person who preached Christianity in so many parts of Asia Minor, Greece, and Rome. The person who is changed inwardly can change things outwardly. And in these days, we often hear of people who say, "Let us change the world." You will find very few people who would say, "Let us change ourselves." And therefore, this Easter day, I appeal to all our people to go through this moment of what I call a spiritual transfiguration, a moment in their lives when they can look upon themselves and discover their own sinfulness, their frailties, their sins, and be courageously committed to change that and to acquire, to get a new image, the true image in which they are created by God. And for that image, Jesus came to cleanse it from all the stains and the sins of the world. The Feast of Resurrection is an invitation to all of us to be touched by that eternal light. Christ taught us through his resurrection that life does not end here on this earth, that the tomb in which we all are destined to go at the end of our lives is not the end, but a passage. With that faith, man can become a strong person. Without that faith, man can easily be distinguished from other creatures of this earth. The distinctive nature and character of the human person is to believe in eternal life and to live his or her earthly life with that sense, with that touch of eternity, so that the life here on earth may be impregnated by the spirit of life eternal for the glory of God and for the well-being of all of us here.
Good morning, dear friends.
And this concludes our Easter programming. I have so many Easter tapes. I have another one with my dad who recites a poem, and all my Easter programs are so cherished. I hope you enjoyed. I heard a little intro from the late Der Vartan, which was so special to our Providence listeners. With that, we're going to go into our local news. Let's see. Okay, we have, I gotta put a bunch in the end of this show. Here we go. The Providence Hamaskayin invites you to a very special presentation by Bedo Demirjian, traveling from Armenia, who will showcase his book, Remembrances, The Assassination of Talat Pasha, which includes the translation of Sohomon Talarian's memoirs. This is presented by Hamaskayin Armenian Educational and Cultural Society of Providence. This takes place Tuesday night, this Tuesday, April 2nd, 7 o'clock, Aramian Auditorium. Admission is free. There will be a book signing and refreshments to follow. Taking place again, Aramian Auditorium, St. Varsanon's Church, Tuesday night, April 2nd, 7 o'clock. Remembrances, The Assassination of Talat Pasha. It's a book review with Hamaskayin and guest speaker Bedo Demirjian. Again, admission is free, 7 Armenia Street, Aramian Auditorium, 7 o'clock, Tuesday night. Okay, then we have April 5th. St. Zog, St. Misrup Cultural Committee and the Armenian Music Festival of Rhode Island and the Amaris Art Alliance and Urardu Association of Rhode Island present a U.S. concert tour commemorating the 155th anniversary of the birth of Gomedas Vartabed. This will be an Armenian famous singer-songwriter Vahan Artruni duo with Nelly Manukyan flute on the flute. And the program will be St. Marshtot Sharagan Melody, song based on Gomedas' poetry and others. Donation is $20 for adults, $10 for students. Again, this takes place April 5th, Friday night, 7 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. Again, this is a U.S. concert tour with Vahan Atsruni Duo. All right, April 6th. It's the gala dinner dance for the 90th anniversary celebration of the St. Varsanants Murat Armenian Saturday School. Gala dinner dance, Saturday, April 6th, 6:30, Kelly Gazzaro. You needed to have your tickets already, but you can attend the dance only, which begins at 9:30. It's $40 per person. Dance only after 9:30, $40 a person. Entertainment by DJ Rams. And hopefully, congratulations to the Murat Armenian School. Wow, 90 years. Alrighty, let's see. I have another one to do. Ooh, I skipped one. All right, we have a fundraiser that you are invited to. You are all cordially invited to a fundraiser in support of Kristen Haroyan, candidate for City Council, Wednesday, April 3rd. That's this week, Wednesday night, 6 to 8 o'clock, PJ's Pub, 1139 Pontiac Avenue. Must be personal checks, donations, $75, $100, or $150. Again, this is for Kristen Haroyan. She currently serves on the Cranston School Committee, and this year she's running for Cranston City Council. Regardless of where you live, it is important that we support a fellow Armenian who is working hard to advance their political career. Let's see. Ms. Haroyan works with the Rhode Island State House, ensuring the interests of Armenia in Rhode Island are represented. Again, this event for Kristen Haroyan, Wednesday, April 3rd, 6 to 8, PJ's Pub, 1139 Pontiac Avenue, Cranston. It's right across the street from Aldi. Again, PJ's Pub, 1139 Pontiac Avenue. This is a fundraiser to support Kristen Haroyan. And again, you can be from anywhere. It has to be a personal check. Okay, with that, let's see. I have some birthday announcements. I had a special birthday music, but we're not. I don't think I'm getting to it. Let's see. All right, we're going to play my song for all of us. This was one that my dad always played for us. Well, for me, my sister. God only knows. It's Hartsaget Partsida. If you understand the words, you'll get a kick out of it. All righty, here goes. Happy birthday this week, March 31st today, Alexandra Lynn White. April 1st, tomorrow, Deanna Shapshapian. April 3rd, my nephew, David Norelli, as well as Chiara Albanese. April 4th, my birthday, as well as Vergine Markarian Sardelli. Happy birthday. Let's get this music going. April 5th, Alexandra Alley, Marion Lombardo, Also on the 5th, Cynthia Simorian. I'll say she's turning 29 one more time. April 6th, Linda Tarakshan and Harut Tashin. Let's just say happy birthday to all of us. So I'm going to be running out of time, so we'll put this on in the background. Echoes of Ararat, Rhode Island Wind Ensemble. Rhode Island, it includes guest artists Joanne Murajan, Harry Bajosian, Leon Janigian, Charlie Collegian, and Ken Collegian. Sunday, April 14th, 2 o'clock, Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Free will offering to benefit Armenian Missionary Association of America, presented by the Ararat Association. Echoes of Ararat, traditional and contemporary Armenian music. Mark those calendars, Sunday, April 14th. Alrighty, then we have another event on April 15th. The Hamazkayin Armenian Educational and Cultural Society. Please join us in honoring Maggie Madarants, who will be receiving the Hamazkayin Medal, presented by the Hamazkayin Central Executive Board Chairperson Zakhar Keshishan, Monday, April 15th, 7 o'clock at Ahari, 245 Waterman Street, Suite 204. Maggie has been a founding member of the Providence Hamazkayin chapter, and she'll be honored with her many years of service to the organization. Again, this is for Maggie Madarents, Monday, April 15th. Alrighty. Let's see, what else do we have? Alright, April 21st, past, present, and future Armenian literature. Join this lively conversation with Armenian women storytellers, Victoria Atamian Waterman, Ida Zelelian, Kim Kalunian, and Megri Devartanian. At 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, Agavian Auditorium. This is April 21st, Fellowship 12:30, program to follow. And again, this is with Armenian women storytellers and authors to discuss their role, their workplace, to ensure Armenians are represented from the past with historical fiction, present with contemporary fiction, and future with children's books. Again, April 21st. Alrighty. You know, I know I'm not capturing all the events, but for now, that's what we have. Alrighty, as I do so often, it's not a Sunday morning without Manuel. Yeah, I'm not prepared. What can I say? Since it's my birthday, hey, I play what I want. This is one of my favorite songs from Manuel. I hope you enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. serove tu incidovi. Ieri ce-am văd iau am puir neră, șert neru zvăra troșmeții. Ieri ce-am văd iau narățunc neră, serove tu incidovi. Ieri ce-am văd iau am puir neră, șert neru zvăra troșmeții.
Okay, April 11th, Tuesday, Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee has sponsored its 23rd annual Armenian Youth Day at the Agavian Cultural Center, 70 Jefferson Street, Providence, for children ages 7 through 14. The day will begin at 8:45 for registration and program will begin at 9 a.m. This typically is school vacation week for the elementaries. It will be educational and fun day with crafts, music, cooking class, and much more. Call Jane Zobian, 401-323-5163, or you can email Jane at Jane... J-A-Y-N-E-E-C-H at AOL.com. By April 7th, lunch is provided in there and there's no charge for the day. Just call her cell phone, 323-5163. Again, this is for children ages 7 through 14. This is the Armenian Youth Day, sponsored by the Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee. Okay, April 26th, Friday night, 7:30, Agavian Cultural Center is the place. This is going to be one fantastic event. The Martyrs Memorial Committee, as well as the Cultural Committee of St. Sag St. Mesro, present Nora Armani in Mercedes in Zaruhi. Playwright Anush Aslabekyan with English adaptation Nora Armani. The fatherland awaits you. Welcome, new Soviet citizens. April 26, 7:30, Agavino Auditorium. Mercedes and Zarohi is a story of two sisters from the diaspora during the post-World War II period of mass migrations to Soviet Armenia. Donation $20, $10 for students. Again, this event, April 26, 7:30, Friday. Agavino Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. Alrighty, then we have the, let's see, April 29th, Saturday, the Armenian Martyrs Memorial Committee is presenting an exciting afternoon with Dr. Taner Aksam, our guest speaker, along with panelists Stephen Paligian, George Akjayan, and Hudak Arkalian. Providence Marriott Downtown, this is typically a yearly event, 1 Orm Street, Providence, from 2 to 4:30. Dr. Aksam is a historian and sociologist, one of the first Turkish intellectuals to acknowledge and openly discuss the past and present denial of the Armenian genocide by Turkey. He presently is teaching at the Promise Armenian Institute in California. Admission is free, refreshments served. Also that weekend is when we celebrate, or when we remember, our Armenian genocide. It is the 108th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian genocide. As always, we go to North Burial Ground, Martyrs Monument, beginning at 12:30 on Sunday. A service in remembrance of the Holy Martyrs will be held with the participation of clergy and deacons from all three churches here in Rhode Island. It is very important that we bring our Odad friends, as well as our young children, our elderly, to be in attendance to mark this date. This is a solemn date in our history, and we must remember it. It's the 100th anniversary of the 1915 Armenian Genocide, April 30th, 12:30, Providence. Okay, with that, hopefully I got it all in. I'm not sure if I did or if I didn't. We're going to end the show off with my High Achtig CD. These ladies are fantastic. That's from 2009, I think. They're all grown-ups now. Babies of their own. Happy Easter to all of our listeners. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. Մեր ժամանակը լրացավ շգալչուն սերին համար, սիտեսություն մին չավ հարջգա գիրագի արավոտ, as my dad says, ուրախացուր գուրախանաս. Our time is up, thank you for yours, we are live and in color. And by the way, there's somebody else that's been using our tagline, I'm not going to say who, and I don't know, I should have copyrighted this ages ago. My dad's been saying this for probably well over 50 years. Anyhow, you've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonata Rain. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Our webmaster is Big Bro, George Gasparian. Right now, you're listening to us on WARA, Attleboro. Happy Sunday, happy Easter.